Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For many of you that might be first-time listeners and you might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio a long time ago because I wanted a platform and some microphones to be able to pass along to people that were doing the right things in home-based businesses. This specific radio show started as a friend of ours. Her name is always Doris Wood, who's the original founder of the MLMIA, which stands for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, who now is kind of morphed into a new name called the Social Networking Association, SNA for short. Doris had one time said to me recently, about a year or two ago, "Are you still doing any shows with George Madu?" And I said, "Doris, no. George Madu was a guest on one of your or a few of your radio shows when we were doing some shows for the MLMIA, but no, George is a nice guy. I just haven't done it. And, you know, George is running his own direction. I'm running mine. So he's a good guy. He always had a great reputation." So she said, "You should." And let me share with you. When Doris Wood says I should do something, I really respect Doris Wood. So I do. So I called up George. I said, "George," Doris said, "we should be doing a radio show together." George, I think, has the same respect for Doris as I do. So I was like, "I guess so. Let's go." So I had no idea it would actually turn into something as fun and productive as this radio show. George owns a magazine called thenetworkmarketingmagazine.com. So it's real easy to remember. thenetworkmarketingmagazine.com. He's run it for over a decade plus, a couple of years. And we even have a special segment on Building Fortunes Radio every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. We call it the networkmarketingmagazine.com radio show. So we made it easy for you to remember. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, which stands, of course, for the Network Marketing Magazine, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. Now, even though I could stay here and sing George's praises for another 5 minutes, I won't, because you can listen to other previous radio shows where I've done that, because he's got a really special guest today on the radio, and I want to make sure that we give her the opportunity to talk about all the great things that she knows and she does as well. So, George Madu, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Peter. You're the best. And you know what, Peter? We've been doing this for a year and a half.
Crazy.
And it's been incredible. And I've had the Network Marketing Magazine, not for a decade, but for a decade and a half.
Oh my God.
So it's amazing how time flies, especially when you just totally enjoy exactly what you're doing. But today is one of those days that I'm just really excited about, because we have a mutual friend of ours on. Her name is Donna Marie Saratella, and Donna Marie is the most respected direct selling industry compliance expert. And I tell you what, if you don't understand compliance in our business, you better, because it will make you or break you, because ignorance is definitely not your friend. So Donna Marie, are you there?
I'm right here, George. Thanks so much for having me on the call. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
So, Donna Marie, the three of us have something, a lot of things in common, but we're both on, all three of us are on the board of the SNA, and it's just a great organization that ends up helping the individual network marketers. And we have on the board so many people from so many different aspects of the industry, and you have really, really intrigued me with what you do, who you know, what you know, and everything else. And I just found out today that you are having a book published real soon called Compliance Solutions, What the FTC Won't Tell You, We Will. That's awesome. So I'm going to start off right there. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Okay, great. I'd love to. Well, Compliance Solutions is just something that I'm passionate about. What the FTC won't tell you, we will, is something I'm also passionate about because I've been working in compliance since 1991, specifically and exclusively for direct selling companies. And what I found was that not a lot of them had compliance departments and not a lot of them had compliance knowledge to even set up a department. So the book is how to set up a compliance department if you own a direct selling for and what to look out for and what to do so that you can keep your company in good light from the compliance regulators.
So let me ask you this, Donna Marie. Obviously, owners and corporate leaders, executives, and companies been to what you have to offer them. But would you agree that as a network marketer, that it would be important for individual network marketers to understand how compliance affects them?
Absolutely. It's so important for individuals to understand it so that they can go out and do what network marketers do best, duplicate. And if they duplicate the wrong way, it's going to cause their company a lot of trouble. If they duplicate the correct way with compliance, it's just going to make their company even more happy than they already are to have that person involved, because that really is the key. The company is responsible for what the distributor says and does. So it's critical that that individual knows what is right and what is wrong.
And I would also assume that as long as you have as many eyes on what's going on in their company, that the individual networker in the company can really be a true asset to management. Not to tell on somebody, but to inform management that there is something that is not only endangering that person's business, but your business also, and the standing with the with the FTC.
Well, we do kind of want them to tattletale. Direct selling is what they called a self-policed industry. It's the independent distributors find people doing the wrong thing, and then usually they send them into the compliance department, where the compliance department would hold that other distributor accountable for whatever the actions are. So we do want them to tattletale a little bit on one another. We know what's going on in the field. And then, of course, we monitor. That's so important to see what's going on social media. Today, everything is going on social media, and we have to be so careful to keep companies clean of income claims and product claims.
So your book, What the FTC Won't Tell You, We Will. Is this a book that you would recommend to everybody in the industry?
I would. It originally started out to be just for company owners. And then I had an owner that read through it, and he said, I want every one of my leaders to read this book. They need to understand where compliance is coming from so that they know where the company draws the line and says, you know, this is it. We will not allow these income claims to go on. You're going to be suspended or you're going to be terminated, but these income claims, these product claims, they're not going to continue. The book talks about income claims and product claims so that anyone that reads it comes away with an understanding that this is critical to your company.
Okay, we just had a break in the conversation. Just back up one paragraph.
Okay.
Um, It was brilliant.
Where to? It was a brilliant paragraph. Okay, let me think of what we said. The book
actually,
is for everyone.
Actually, Donna Marie, you really don't have to, only because I heard you. So George might have had a little bit of a blip, so I'm going to bail you out of this one because we heard you. So
okay.
George might have had a blip on his phone. But the bottom line is, just to kind of help you out here, it's really important that corporate and the field really understand the importance of compliance. And sometimes neither one do, or sometimes both of them do, and they overdo it as well. So there's a delicate balance between corporate, field, and customers and regulators as far as compliance is concerned. And this has been an age-old thing and probably will always be. It'll never be done, so it's a continuous education thing, because there's always going to be the next new company owner, or there's always going to be the next new distributor that joins. So it's something you're always talking about.
And the book talks about 16 ways that you have a compliance exposure. So if the distributors read these 16 ways, maybe they'll think twice about the PCI compliance, where they're writing down credit cards and they're keeping the piece of paper, and how important it is not to do that to keep your company in good compliance. So having individual distributors read the book is definitely beneficial.
That's great. So you've been around doing this since 1991. I think you were 18 when you started. And,
yeah.
And you've really teamed up with some of the lead network marketing attorneys in your career, and you've really worked with them and helped them along. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my favorite attorney of all attorneys is Jerry Nura. He is just a godsend to me. When I very first started in the direct selling industry, he was working with a mutual client of mine, and he just took me under his wing and taught me about why compliance is so important and how you've got to have a compliance department. And then over the years, I met with Kevin Grimes, and I was just so blown away with his approachability, his personality, his professionalism. Everything about Kevin has just been top-notch. And we sort of started rubbing elbows a little bit, and all of a sudden we were working on a lot of clients together. And when the book started coming together, he had some really good things to contribute. So he's contributed to the book, as well as Kevin Thompson has contributed some to the book.
So we're talking about some real professionals that have been around and have seen a whole lot. Well, I'm going to just take a short break. I've got a couple more things that I want to talk to you about, but we'll be right back. Back to you, Peter.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with George Madu. His name is easy to spell, M-A-D-I-O-U. You could find him as a guest host also on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. Now, Donna Marie, that's an easy one. The Saratelli one, that's a little bit of a ready. Here we go. There's a S, there's an E, there's a double R. I-T-E-L-L-A. So the double letters, I'm trying to still figure this out, kind of come in the middle and the end. So Serri1Tella. You'll find her in the guest spot as well on Building Fortunes Radio. And thank goodness when you're looking at the guest spot, if you just type in S-E-R-R, you're going to find her. So you don't even have to worry about all the stress related in the spelling the rest of her last name. So there we go. And Donna Marie does such a great job. And it's so refreshing. I got to throw this in, George. It is so refreshing to have a woman talk about compliance. Because most of the times it's guys, and they're all boring. So it's great to hear Donna Marie talk about compliance. So anyways, and besides that, there's a lot of gals, right, in network marketing and home-based businesses and direct sales. So since there's a lot of gals, it's always really nice to hear a woman talk to other women about this stuff. So here we go. Back to you.
Yeah, it's not a lot. It's like the majority.
Yeah, hello.
And then that's an absolute key. But, you know, the three of us are members and board members of the SNA, and that's where I got to meet Donna Marie. And I was really impressed by her leadership. And so, Donna, just take a few minutes and give our audience a snapshot of SNA.
Oh boy, that's something I can do. The Social Networking Association is, they're going to be a major force in this industry, and they're really involved in the ethics of the industry. They've developed a membership that includes three categories. The first category is for owners of companies, and then the second category is for influencers of companies, and the third category, George, is for suppliers. You put me on the spot. I had to think for a minute. So these three integral parts of the direct selling company come together to make the Social Networking Association. And why it's so important to have all three of those main pieces to the puzzle is because all three have unique and individual ways to bring the direct selling industry to play. So in their company, the influencers are super important to bring the people. The suppliers are super important to keep the supplies going for the products. And it's just a great way to meet people like we've met there, George and Peter, and I knew Peter for years and years ago, but we've never really had any communication except for through the SNA. So I'm excited about what the SNA, the Social Networking Association, brings together for this industry. I think it's going to make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And what happens is that so many people from the outside looking in and probably from the inside looking inside think that we are competitors, and we're not competitors, because this is an industry that worldwide is growing into the hundreds of millions of home-based mm-hmm. business owners. And it just absolutely needs associations like the SNA. And that's the reason why I agreed to join as a board member, because, I mean, it's, first of all, like Peter said in the beginning, when Doris Wood says to do something, we do something. And so it's just awesome to have been a part of it and to meet so many great, great, great leaders in this industry. What do you have to say about it, Peter?
Well, I agree completely. And because most people come in part-time, they really don't understand the industry the way many people have done it. Like, for instance, a lot of this stuff comes to us because we've heard it so many times. So they really don't understand what you mean by compliance. Like, you know, if they say, listen, I started taking this weight loss product and I lost weight, or I started to take this stuff and I stopped taking my medication, why can't I go sell this thing by saying, hey, you can take this stuff and stop taking your blood pressure pill? I mean, it happened to me. Mm-hmm. That was their own personal testimonial. And people would say, well, why mm-hmm. can't I do that? And then the government says, well, you know, there's some reasons why. And then once those reasons mm-hmm. why are usually explained the right way, you say, oh, I wasn't thinking about that, but you're right. Or, like, for instance, with income claims, somebody on a conference call is talking about how they're making $1 billion a month, and then some guy decides that, you know what, I'm not going to do my career path. I'm going to decide that I'm going to do what this upline guy is doing because he's making a bazillion dollars a month. And even if I make 10% of that, I'm still going to be making more. And he makes a career choice based on that income claim without being conditioned the right way. There's real harm that could be done. And probably one of the classic ones that I've heard was one of my gal's moms one time didn't take she didn't go get her heart checked because she thought she could just go down to the pharmacy downstairs and get some vitamin C because she heard so much about vitamin C that she wasn't getting her heart checked because of vitamin C. These are all like potentially medical claims, income claims, lifestyle claims that need to be ironed out. And if you see the other side of the equation, then you see, you know, the compliance side is really there to protect the company, as well as the distributor and everybody in the equation. When it's explained the right way, like Donna Marie does, because I've heard her, I've watched some YouTube videos and stuff like that. When you watch the way Donna Marie explains this stuff, it makes a lot of sense for anybody, even if they're doing this on a part-time basis. And that's what I like about her, the style that she teaches, the MLM attorneys that she's referenced, because they obviously have an influence on the way she does stuff. So overall, this is just really crucial and super important for people that are going to try to make their profession, this industry, especially post whatever we're going to call coronavirus. So this is real serious. Mm-hmm. This is real serious stuff. Mm-hmm. And especially when we're talking about coronavirus, you might as well tie this into some of the health-related claims, Donna Marie, because of the virus. So I'll let you take this wherever you want to go.
Sure, sure. Well, it's interesting because the FTC just came out with a bunch of warning letters for direct selling companies that were using the coronavirus as a lead to get people to be enticed to their products. And that's just awful. We don't want to see that in any company. So you have to consider that when you make a claim, even if it's true, you might not be able to say it in the direct selling industry because there are certain regulatory requirements that will not allow you to say, hey, I make $15,000 a month in this network marketing program. You can say it if there's something called an income disclosure statement that the company prepared prior to your making this income claim. But if the company doesn't have an income disclosure statement, then they're not going to be able to allow those types of income claims, even if they're true, Peter and George. This is a problem, and people don't understand why they can't do that. But it entices the person to come into the business. Just because you make $15,000 a month doesn't mean Bob Smith, the guy listening to this, is going to make $15,000 a month. So you can't entice people to come into a program because you made so much money. It's just not possible to do that from a regulatory standpoint. It's illegal to make those types of unsubstantiated claims. So it's super important that people understand with any company that you represent, income claims will always be a priority to teach and to become familiar enough with that you won't make those mistakes and make income claims.
Yeah, you know, it was a pretty eye-opening. I knew of two young men. One was a senior in high school, and his good friend had graduated 2 years earlier. And went off to college and joined a network marketing company. And like you said, he wasn't up to $15,000 a month, but he was up to $9,000 a month. And he ended up talking to his friend that was a senior, and the senior got so excited that he just ended up saying to his parents, I'm not going to college like we had planned. I'm going to do what my buddy has done and join his network marketing company. And there was some major, major, major fallout as a result of that. And so I'm sure you've seen things like that.
Yes, we've seen just about everything that you can imagine in the network marketing arena. People say all kinds of things to get somebody to join them. And you have to remember that it's not the person that's trying to get you to join. It's not them trying to convince you. It needs to be you have respect for the company and the product, and you decide that you'd like to partner up with this person who's presenting this opportunity with. You know, so many times I sit down with people and say, you know, have you ever heard of network marketing? And they say, yeah, those pyramid things. Or they'll say Amway. Or they'll say a number of different pretty large companies that stick in people's minds. And that's fine. You know, they recognize the big companies. But some of the smaller companies do it right as well. So we don't want to lose track of the smaller companies. It blows my mind to see that compliance is not a priority for all companies. So when you're looking to join a company, it might be something to think about. Ask a little bit. Maybe take a look at the policies and procedures and ask what kind of compliance department that this company has, because that department is going to help keep that company from getting shut down for doing bad things like making income claims.
So about policy and procedures, how important is that?
Oh, that's everything. That is the foundation of the company. And if you don't read the policies and procedures, you don't know what parameters the company has set for their distributors. I just had a situation today where a company called and said, stop this person, write a letter, suspend them. And when we looked at the situation, it wasn't clearly noted in the policies and procedures that you couldn't do that. So we had to step back, write a warning letter, and say, hey, did you know that this isn't allowed? Then if it continues, maybe we'll write a suspension letter. But first thing we want to write is a warning letter and let people know that this isn't correct and we need to adjust it. If they don't do anything, then we go after them with a suspension or possibly even a termination.
Yeah. In the last couple of minutes that we have, one of the things I'm really excited about, Donna Marie, is you have agreed to become one of our contributors to the Network Marketing Magazine. And
we're going to
shine a light on compliance in the magazine. And I'm just so grateful that you're going to head up that aspect and to be able to spread the word, because it's just so important, so critical. And I'm just real excited about it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited about the magazine and the fact that we can reach so many people. We've got a question that we're asking in companies now. Are you making a drug claim? And it's amazing how many people don't know. They kind of look up and say, I don't really know if I'm making a drug claim when I present this product. So that's going to be our number one leading educational piece for this month coming up is, are you making a drug claim? How do you tell if you're making a drug claim? And we're going to have handouts and some Zooms on that with Kevin Grimes, and we'll be able to put that information out for your listeners and your readers as well.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And so, like you said, it's just so critical. And to have an expert like yourself as a contributor, it really serves the entire industry. So I appreciate you agreeing to be a part of our alumni.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it, George.
That's great. Well, leave us with one thing with the minute that we have left.
One thing. Let's see, what would it be? Well, probably the number one thing would be to protect your company's brand. Whatever you do as a distributor affects your company's brand, and the company always tries to protect that brand. So just think to yourself, if I was the company and I was going to do this or say this, what would the company owner say that would affect their brand? And how would that affect the brand? But that would be an important thing. Always think about the company and what you're going to do, how it would affect them before you go doing it. And maybe make a phone call or email their compliance department and just run it by them before you do it.
That's great advice. You know, if more people really wore the hat of the owner of the company, it would probably change a lot of behavior that's going on down in the rank and file of the distributors. So that's great advice. So Donna Marie, I'm so happy that you've been on today. We're going to have you back. You're just such a great resource, and people are going to be able to see your column in the Network Marketing Magazine starting in August. And we're going to end up doing a number of video articles also. And so, again, I appreciate you taking the time today, and you're just wonderful. Thanks, Donna Marie.
Thank you so much, George. I appreciate you too. And Peter, it's a pleasure to be with you on the show.
You're welcome. And for those people that want to find you on your own, how would they find you? Besides the magazine, how would they find you?
They can go to my website, which is www.directsellingsolutions.com. And I'm more than willing to give out my phone number because it's available for whoever needs it. So it's 702-439-3138, and I'm on the West Coast.
Excellent. Okay, good. So check her out. It's Donna Marie Serritella, Serritella, and she's going to have a guest spot on Building Fortunes Radio, and she's going to have that guest spot also with George Madu on the networkmarketingmagazine.com. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for being
You've
here.
You've been
Thanks,
listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.